This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, challenges of a family life. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the challenges of a family life. When we look at the family and the structure of the family, generally what we can see in the society is that people do not marry, they do not form a family. Why? Because they are not ready to cope with the challenges that they will face. And therefore, when they see the challenges in the family, when they see the responsibility and take being responsible for someone else, they run away from a bound which is known as marriage. And therefore, they do not form a family. Even if two couples, they marry each other, they don't bring kids, they do not want to have children or kids. Why? Because the raising kids is a big challenge. They think it's a big challenge for them. And therefore, for these difficulties, which they think are the difficulties, they think that they should not go for having children, or maybe they should not marry, even for those who are unmarried, who are single. But these things are not right, because this is something which has been injected through the Western society, through non-Islamic society, through the society which do not believe in God, which have no belief in God, which do not know how to manage a family. But Islam teaches us how to do this, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the challenges in the Islamic lifestyle. And we said generally people do not marry because they think of challenges of raising kids, or maybe having responsibility of someone else. When you get married, for example, husband is responsible for the wife, or it's vice versa. So they do not marry. Whereas when they look at the bound, they only see, unfortunately, a sexual relation, which they think that they can deal this relation with having the non or unlawful relation with someone else, especially in the non-Islamic society, where there is the people can have, the boys can have girlfriends and the girlfriends can have boyfriends without having any bound, without being responsible of each other, in order to just have their lusts or to enjoy the life, they are choosing such thing. Islam is against this. In the Islamic lifestyle, the first thing is that if you are a man, be a man. Take responsibility of your wife. If you're a woman, be a woman and take responsibility of your husband. And once we are the responsible people in this society, we need to show this kind of responsibility, or we need to show that we are responsible people, we are reasonable people, by having a lawful relation, which is known as marriage, and to form family in order to show such responsibility. Inshallah, may Allah give us tawfiq to follow the right path, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.